In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Governor Jared Polis says he won't change how the state prioritizes vaccinations, but will vaccinate inmates ahead of schedule at the Buena Vista Correctional Facility, west of Colorado Springs. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
The state announced Sunday that the South Africa variant had turned up in the Colorado prison. It's more contagious and vaccines may be less effective against it. Some have advocated that inmates at all facilities be vaccinated early, but Polis indicated it will be on a case-by-case basis.
If there's more deadly variants that are identified wherever they're identified, whether it's a nursing home or prison or simply a family or a school, we then surge vaccines to the impacted community.
The state is investigating how the variant made its way into Colorado and into the prison. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
A win-win. That's how Democratic Representative Diana DeGette described her bill that limits the amount of methane oil and gas producers can release. It helps fight climate change, and she says it's good for the economy. At a hearing on the measure, she said the bill would require methane emissions to be cut by at least 90% by 2030.
If we're going to be serious about ending the climate crisis, we have to be serious about cutting the amount of methane in our atmosphere, and we can start by doing that on our public lands.
The Obama administration established methane capture rules based on Colorado's rules, but the Trump administration rolled them back. The Boulder Memorial 10K has been canceled for the second year in a row. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Organizers tell the Denver Post they canceled the event due to the pandemic. Last year's race was canceled over the same concerns. Normally, Boulder attracts roughly 45,000 runners each year. The event has happened annually since 1979. In its place, organizers will hold four Memorial Day races spread across the state. They say the Fortitude 10K is still on track to happen in Fort Collins this Labor Day, and the Colder Boulder 5K is planned for December. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Snow across much of the high country tonight. You're listening to CPR News.